Hello and welcome to Open Your Mind Radio. You have myself, Alan James.
And myself, Stephen George. Good evening.
Good evening. It's Sunday the 25th of September 2016. And guess what? We're still here. There's no asteroids. We haven't seen any incoming. We haven't heard any news about any incoming asteroids. So there you go.
Did you say something about hemorrhoids earlier?
Hemorrhoids was for the hemp juice. We said last week, the hemp juice, we cure the hemorrhoids, but not the asteroids. And this whole idea of the asteroids all over the internet, they're incoming and it's in between the 23rd and 25th of September. Again, you can put it down to fear-mongering, fear porn, whatever you want to call it. I can't see any asteroids coming in at all, to be honest with you. Now, I'm not saying that we won't get hit by an asteroid at some point on planet Earth. May just won't be this weekend. I can't see it happening this weekend. But they are talking about a dollar crash or something happening major on the financial side on Tuesday. And then they're talking about World War III and the 8th of October. But look, you know, again, it's only a bit of fun. When you're putting the dates out there, they love their fear porn. So we're just saying that for a bit of fun anyway. Okay, right. Our guest on the show tonight is a lady called Alexandria Meadows. From Galactic Connection, she does a radio show over there as well. She's a very, very busy woman, and we're happy to have her on the show. But before we get Alexandria on, which will be on in a few minutes, we'll find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email info@oymireland.com, by phone 046 927 1212, and you can also contact us direct through the OYM chat room.
Okay, 046-927-1212 is the phone number. Unfortunately, we are in Studio 2 at the moment, so if anybody wants to ring in, the phone number for Studio 2 is 046-927-1204. What else have we got? We have the two chat rooms as well. We have our own one on oamradio.com. A lot of people logged in already, so a big hi to all of you. And People's Internet Radio, we're on the PIR stream as well. Going to be monitoring the chat room for questions. We also have the usual links as well, the Facebook, the anti-social media. We have the Twitter, if you want to tweet us. We also have the TuneIn Radio application there as well. You can check us out on that. You can join the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So all bases covered. So yeah, if you want to just drop us an email as well, info@oymradio.com. Alan.
Brilliant, Steve. Right, as Steve said, we are in Studio 2 because Studio 1, we have issues with our internet provider. Apparently, my unlimited fibre access is actually limited, which I didn't know about. Advertised as unlimited, but they have limited my access. So we're going to be sorting that out tomorrow. But not to worry, everything's working hunky-dory down here in Studio 2 at the moment, so we'll crack on. Now, as usual, we have a few things to go through before we get our guest on. And the first thing is, we had the OIM supporters group meeting yesterday, and I know the weather was bad and conditions and everything else, but we had a few people there, and it was great. We had a good chat, and I think 3 hours, 15 minutes, something, Steve.
Oh, God, at least.
At least that.
We had to put money in the parking meter twice.
Yeah, all open-minded conversation, all chatting about everything and anything. It was, and that's great when you have a group of people that are just open-minded and talk about everything. And no issues, no arguments, no debates, nothing like that. It's very, very good and refreshing when that happens. So, you know, if you feel that you have a fluid belief system, pop over to our website, click on the OIM supporters group link, have a look at the fluid belief system, have a look at the other kind of guidelines that we'd like people to have. And if you think, you know, you have them, then sign up and become part of the OIM supporters group and then join us as a group to talk about everything and anything in an open-minded way. Very enjoyable. Steve?
Yeah, I just want to say to anyone who's curious about Chris had a beautiful frock on him yesterday. I have to say, it wasn't bought in pennies. I can safely say it was absolutely fantastic. And the matching handbag and shoes, I don't know where he finds the time to get such nice clothes. But yeah, fair play, Chris.
And the eyebrows are done properly,
and
weren't
the
they?
Eyebrows, the eyebrow. There was women. There were women there at the venue yesterday. There was a wedding going on as well, and I could see some of the women looking over at Chris, and they were, you know, you just knew they were jealous.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Anyway, moving on, now that I've embarrassed Chris, we have some information here. www.neonnettle.com. Information here says, banks are nervous as a David Bowie banknote goes viral. A new Bowie note could cause problems for the bank, it says. This was posted on the Public Banking Forum of Ireland. Now, I hadn't heard about this. Alan was just telling me about this earlier. Is it real? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Alan said he has seen a picture of it, but a David Bowie banknote. I wouldn't say they'd be circulating for too long. If they do exist, I'm sure they will be snapped up and stored. People are going to keep those and try and flog them in years to come.
Well, you know, they had over in the UK, they had the Brixton Pound.
I've heard you talk about that before. I've never seen it. No.
And there's a few other kind of little kind of communities that have their own kind of currency. So maybe this is the big push to get away from the sterling and set up their own currency. And maybe the Bowie note is something of interest. Now, if you Google that, it's, as I say, it's a David Bowie note. And it was posted up by the Public Banking Forum of Ireland. So that was interesting. If you come across that, you can have a look at that. Just Google it. And the other thing that we come across, you might remember a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned in passing, just very briefly, about NASA coming out and saying about ETs being real, and they thought, they didn't say anything because they assumed that everybody knew about it. And I thought, I came across the story again, and I said, no, this time I'm going to investigate it, because you never know, you know, when it's NASA, you just, you know, never a straight answer. We know about NASA. So I said, I'm going to investigate it. And it was on a website which was called helenstales.weebly.com, and this lady posted it up, and then I went on her website and I did a bit of investigating, and I found out that she got the story from an Irish website which was called Waterford Whispers. Yeah?
Okay.
And we all know that Waterford Whispers is a spoof website.
Sorry, Helena.
Sorry, Helena. You picked up that information on an Irish spoof website and thought it was real and reposted that on your website. So just to let you know that if you do come across that information, it's from an Irish website called Waterford Whispers, which is a spoof website. Everything on it is spoof. There's nothing real on it whatsoever. So don't be fooled. Right, okay, how's your week, Steve?
My week's, it's a quite interesting week. The highlight, the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of my week was yesterday. The people who were there know all about that. So the less said, the better. I'm saying nothing. Nice to meet the people who did arrive. So fair play to everyone who made the trip. One of the other things that we've been doing here, anyone who's been listening for a while will know, is the solar panel project. Not to be confused with the Alan Parsons project. It's nothing like that. But we've done the solar panel boxes, the battery box and all the connections, and we have it all hooked up and running. And then Alan mentioned to me in passing about another device called a grid tie inverter. And I looked into it briefly, and I didn't really delve too far down I can't say the rabbit hole, but down the information that was available. But I did have a chance there this morning. I was up quite early this morning, so I was checking out this grid tie inverter. And I have to say, they are phenomenal little devices. For anyone with a solar panel or a wind turbine or even a battery bank of some description, you can power this grid tie inverter, plug it directly into a household socket, and it will provide some of your energy needs. It actually just kind of adds to what's coming in from the grid. They're absolutely magic little boxes. They're expensive, but they seem to do a fantastic job. And listen to the guy. I thought like you would have to kind of save up your pennies and buy the best one that you could to do the job. And he was saying, no, you can add to it whenever you feel the need. You can have one in your living room, plug it into the wall, up to connect it to your solar panel, and that will add to your daily usage. It will, you know, so therefore you're not going to be paying as much for what's coming in from the grid. This will kind of, it'll add to it, if you like. And he says, when money allows, you can get a second one, hook it up to another solar panel or a solar panel array. You can plug it into another room, into another outlet. And he says, you can have as many as you like of these. But he was doing all sorts of tests, and he was showing you what can be done. And then he was doing other tests with the battery bank and wiring all those up and powering different devices. And I think we have a 300, well, we did have a 300. We also have a kilowatt inverter as well. But this chap was saying you could actually run, and I know you were telling me this, but it wasn't sinking in. Not that he explained it any better than you did. He didn't, but he just explained it differently. But from what he was saying, he showed you like a 300 watt inverter, regular light bulb, incandescent, CFL bulb, LED, and then the new version of the LED, which is lower wattage again. And he says basically you could have a 300 watt inverter, you could have 50 of these LED bulbs lighting your house up, it looked like the Griswolds at Christmas. Mm. And he says all for pennies.
Yeah.
And it's great information. And I was just saying to Alan when he came down there a while back, I was actually out there today when we seen a bit of sunshine here in County Meath. I was out there, hooked up the solar panel up to the battery and gave it a top up charge. And we did do the video. We will be doing the second video when we can get around to it. So that will be hitting the YouTube channel hopefully very, very soon. Anyway, that's kind of has me fired up there. How's your week?
Yeah, not too bad. Again, climax of the week was yesterday's meeting where we all had a chat, got together and just...
We didn't.
Cappuccino and tea and biscuits.
Well, you were buzzing anyway.
Yeah. So, it was a good meeting, open-minded meeting. It was very, very good. So, again, we'll be organising more in the future. So we'll be looking forward to that. Now, before we bring the guest in, just something to watch out for. The antivirus company Sophos have unexpectedly received a USB stick in the post. And they're saying that if you receive any USB sticks in the post, don't plug them into your computer. Why? Because, especially in Australia, because the police in Australia, in the state of Victoria, are warning the public about cyber criminals' latest tactic, randomly dropping unmarked USB sticks containing malware through letterboxes. Now, this is like kind of, you know, go back years ago, they would have been a floppy disk. Three and a half inch disc where you probably would have left it lying around. You put it in, it'd have a virus on it or whatever. You'd check to see what was on it and then you'd have your computer system would have a virus. Well, the USB sticks are the same way. So if you get a USB stick, you see one lying on the ground unmarked or it comes through your post, do not plug it into your computer to see what it is. It's ransomware. And basically, it will lock up your computer and all your computer files and you will not be able to access anything until you pay it or until you get somebody who knows how to get rid of it. My nephew had one of these ransomware systems, this malware program on his laptop, and I got rid of it. Now, lucky enough, there was nothing on his machine that he wanted at the time, so we could just reformat it and rebuild it and give it back to him from scratch. But if you've got data on your machine, then obviously you have to be... bit more of an investigator when you're trying to fix it. Give it to somebody who knows what they're doing because you could end up damaging your files and stuff like that. So just be aware, if that scam comes over here to Ireland or the UK or the States or whatever, don't pick up a USB key and stick it in because it could be a setup. Okay, right. Now, we're going to bring our guest on shortly. Steve's going to give us a quick bio of Alexandria and her background.
Okay, Alexandra Medders of the Galactic Confederation. Alexandra Silby Medders holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in economics and a minor in Spanish from the University of California, Irvine. For over 20 years, Alexandra maintained a highly esteemed reputation in the sales and marketing arena. A naturally born leader, her accomplishments were superior in sales management, capturing awards and sales contests regularly. She credits her success to her genuine concern for the client, honest and forthright communication, attention to detail and willingness to do what it takes to meet the client's needs. Handling multi-million dollar territories became the norm for Alexandra as she managed, negotiated, administrated and trained clients and sales forces using unique motivational concepts. Her interaction typically took place with owners or upper management of Fortune 500s, hospitals, military installations, and universities. Her involvement in various fields is so diverse, including sales and ownership in engineering products, financial information, office systems, computer networks, security systems, design, and retail. She has gained recognition in new product development as well as motivational speaking and training. That is some bio.
And that's not all of it.
Wow.
Good evening, Alexandria. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Boy, you guys are discussing my old 3D self.
Right. Okay. I'm glad you've moved on. Fantastic. And I know there's more to the bio. Is there anything that you want to, because you've moved on from that 3D stuff, I know, and you do a lot more from a spiritual point of view. So do you want to add to that before we get into talking about your background?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think the main thing for me is I did a radical 180 after I had a severe car accident in 2001. And what happened with that was an awful lot of time on my hands, lying on my back for almost a total of 3 years. And in that period of time, I started receiving a copious number of connections and messages as to my future and my purpose and where I was going. And that ended up developing into an absolute passion to try to heal my body and the severe pain that I was experiencing. And after just a copious number of healers and learning new technologies on how to heal the body and why the body experiences what it does and how it communicates with you and how it reflects even the inner you. It was an amazing journey for me. I really learned, I cannot begin to tell you how much I learned just from that experience. It was very, very painful, but it was also very necessary for where I am and what I'm going through now and what I'm doing now. And then in 2011, I started receiving the messages. This was after a very miraculous breakthrough healing session with a local healer here. And after experiencing literally a clearing of pain out of my body like I had never felt, I began to receive messages that were really prompting me to start Galactic Connection. And I was thinking, you know, this must be up in my head. What am I doing? I must be creating these thoughts. And that kept going on for a couple of months until one night I heard it so clearly and loudly. And they said, obviously, your definition of urgency is not the same as ours. And that was the trigger that got me literally out of bed in the middle of the night. And I began very passionately creating GalacticConnection.com. And it was divinely guided. There were literally many higher beings sitting behind me like in a half moon shape. Okay, so it was almost like there was this half council sitting behind me, working through my fingertips. Many times when I would start writing, I could literally feel just streams of information coming through my body, and very divinely guided. And that ended up launching on April 1st of 2012. And then the next thing I know, you know, I'm just thinking, oh, I'm starting a blog, and, you know, had this purpose to the blog, which in my opinion was very, very needed and very vital to start cooperatively creating a space for all of the truth seekers and the trailblazers. So that would be primarily your ufology field, your spirituality field, and of course your conspiracy field. And I had heavily, heavily gotten involved in the conspiracy field myself, to the point where there were times in my life had been threatened because I was constantly seeking out intel. And so I was very hungry to try to bring in a more positive and a more productive way of looking at the information that's coming. And now looking back on it, I can see that one of the main core purposes of GalacticConnection.com is to provide not only kind of a soup of a pulse of what's going on planet Earth, but also giving people the opportunity to review and to read and to perceive from a more neutral point of space. And this is what we're being called to do. So that was the blog. And then, you know, the next thing I know, I'm getting pushed into interviews, you know, thinking to myself, oh my God, what am I doing? And then that led to, you know, I was able to present my all committee, which was another advantage that came through from the car accident, was I completely switched gears and went from corporate environment to my true spiritual higher self coming through. So it was just an amazing experience. I mean, I look back on it now, it was a very difficult and challenging one, but also one that through the whole time I was going through it, I remind people all the time, when you've had something really very traumatic occur in your life, it is almost always a knock on the door from your higher self trying to get you back on the path of whatever your divine purpose is.
That's right. We've kind of come across this energy, myself and Steve, doing OAM radio. And the way we kind of describe it regarding the path that we should be on, years ago, when I was in the Matrix, I used to play computer games. And the computer games were written in a way that if you went down a certain alleyway and the people weren't shooting at you, then the game designers were kind of saying, well, that's not where you have to go. But if you went down the alleyway where the people were shooting at you, then that's how you knew where the game designers wanted you to go. And in life, your path of life is the same thing. Or this is the way we define it. Our path is the same thing. You know, people always turn around and go, no matter what I do, it doesn't work out. Or no matter what I do, nothing ever happens. And I think that's just life. And maybe the energies and spirit, you know, saying to you, well, that's not the path you should be on. That's why it's not working out. The hardest part of this is finding your path.
It's very true. And actually, that's what we're all here to do, is to find our path. It's almost like being dropped in a cesspool. And really, there is some truth to the fact that the strongest and those with the most intense will to serve are at the forefront of this transition that we're going through. Because ultimately what we're finding out is it's not just enough to have will based on your physicality. You know, for example, if you're an athlete, you have the will to win. You have the will to attain a goal at any cost, you know, that kind of thing. This is a different kind of will. This is a will that's more cooperative, where you are really truly acknowledging the greater aspect of yourself and all that is supporting you on a plane that you cannot see, you cannot touch.
And
this is what we're being called to do.
Well, this is what we call it, is obviously service to others. And it's service to others in a very humbling way. One of the things that a guest told us a long time ago, and we keep saying on the show, which I think is very important for everybody, is that we have to move away from ego and ignorance and move towards humility and wisdom. Everybody's goal is to do that. Because if we moved away from ego and ignorance, the world would be such a much better place. And I think all our goals, not just to find it where our path in life is, but all our goals is to move away from them two and move towards humility and wisdom. And myself and Steve, have felt this energy because we've been doing the radio show for over 6 years now. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you do a radio show and you're doing loads of interviews, you hit the brick wall and you think, right, is it time we've had enough now? You know, we finish it and that's it. We've done our bit. And then all of a sudden this energy comes in and then kicks us up the arse, as we say over here in Ireland. And then we're off again. And I don't know whether you've experienced that.
Well, I think we all have. I think that's just part of having this life on Earth. And it's really, this is more about how do we react to the challenges that are presented to us. We are in an all-time high of support. We're in an all-time high of connectivity. Many of the blockages have been removed. And it's just a question of all of us not only rewiring our brain, so to speak, but really stepping back to look at how we perceive the stimulus around us. And if we don't, for example, like the way someone spoke to us, we're now being asked, we're now being called, it's within our human spirit to say, okay, hold on a minute here. I've tried all of these different things. How do I react to this scenario today with all of this new support, with all of these new light encodements, with all of my higher self literally illuminating at such a degree that I've never been before? And I'm talking within the human body. When people really get the fact that we've not done this before, this is part of the fun. This is part of the equation, is that randomness, that unexpected surprise of being able to take that same scenario where someone maybe spoke with you disrespectfully, you had tried all these things before, and you come to a place within yourself where you're saying, you know what? I don't really want to do this anymore. And I'm going to call in all of my higher self and my guidance, et cetera, and I'm going to stop this from happening, making the choice, making the decision that you're going to start over from scratch. Seriously, that's where, I mean, I really feel that strongly, that we are, with this new wave of energy that just came in, we are being challenged to start from scratch in areas that we have hit a wall.
Okay, just as you mentioned there about the energy, tell us what your take is regarding the energy coming in, because we've heard about this, and we've heard that apparently it's up about 95% at the moment, and we're seeing a lot of people react positively to it, but also react on a negative level because they can't cope with the energy. What's your take on it? What have you seen, and who have you spoken to that have also talked about it?
Well, I have a lot of clients that are contending with the new light sequences that are coming in. And, you know, this is just the beginning. And if we think that this is going to stop now, we've got another thing coming. I mean, we signed up for this. And this is a time where when you feel that you cannot cope, it is merely because there's so much resistance within yourself that is grasping on to either a perceived need for control or a perceived need to stay in pain. And this is not a judgment. It is just merely the way that the human race has operated for such a long time. And this is why we're being called to start over, to start from scratch, to start anew. And if you're at that place where you're feeling a sense of not being able to cope, I want to remind everyone that there have been divine decrees. There have been amazing dispensations provided for every single human being walking on this planet. They are literally, if you just close your eyes, they're sitting above your head. All you have to do is open your heart and ask the Divine Father and Mother, ask the All Is, to open you up and receive that gift. To receive the gift of clearing and to receive the gift of allowing you to cope in a better way. And I guarantee you, if you do this genuinely, your life will start to unfold.
It's an interesting, all right. What do you think is happening at the moment? Because we know about the cabal and all the infighting apparently from the factions, and you know, the whole idea that they, from a 3D point of view, about the dollar collapsing and World War III and all that kind of stuff, and everybody has their own kind of take on it. What's your, with the interviews you've done and your background knowledge, what's your take on it?
I personally feel that if you listen to this information and you agree with it, you feel that it's possible, you feel that it's a guaranteed resolution, and I use resolution with quotations, or you feel that it's an outcome that's even possible in your reality, then guess what? You're going to create that. And this is what I mean by there are two ways. We are at a crossroads right now where there are two ways we can go. We can turn to the right or we can turn to the left. And one way is recognizing that you have what it takes to create your own heaven on earth within. And the other one is continuing the modus operandi where you're allowing someone else to run you and your business, your life, your journey, etc. We are being prompted at this time to literally get off our knees and to stop allowing stimulus outside of ourselves to be indicating what our future is. So in response to what you're saying, yes, we are in a matrix where there are oppositional forces, and we are in a matrix which is made up of polarity. So we are always going to have in this matrix the black and the white, the good and the bad, the dark and the light. That is part of this reality. What we're being called to do is to find that center path. And once you come to a place where you're getting into that neutral space, you can read stuff about, oh, the cabal's pulling this, or they're trying to build this pipeline, or they're trying to launch a rocket that's going to take out 3.5 million people. Or, you know, you're going to be able to read that information and know, you're going to have a knowingness that it's all a bunch of BS because it's not in your reality. So those that really believe that that's going to happen, like the Nibiru situation, oh my God, Nibiru's going to come and it's going to blow up a chunk of the planet. You know, basically, number one, that's old timelines, that is old soul pain and trauma that's playing out again, okay? And number two, it's because you made the choice to believe that that is so. It is that simple.
Okay.
And you make a decision that you are not believing that that's part of your reality, then it will not be.
Right, so we're talking about manifestation here and putting it out there. And if it's in, as you say, in your reality. Now, years ago, probably when we first got into this, everybody kind of, at the early stages, buys into the fear porn. And then you realize quite quickly, well, hopefully quite quickly, that it's actually, we just see things like that as information. I mean, last week, we kind of said, oh yeah, there's information on the internet saying about the asteroids coming in this weekend, blah, 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 you know. And again, myself and Steve just see things as just information. It's not negative, it's not positive, it's just, you know, it's like reading something in the newspaper and you think, oh yeah, okay, that's interesting. So there's no fear attached to it whatsoever. And this is why we say to people, look, you know, use discernment. And if it resonates with you, that's fine. But otherwise, just see these things of information. And unless it happens, then don't worry about it. And the whole idea is we know that the powers to be want to keep us in fear. And that's the whole idea. Now, when it comes to anything like from a celestial point of view, like Planet X or asteroids and stuff like that, that's fair enough. That's one thing. That's all the fear porn. But when you see something on a day-to-day basis, like what's going on in the likes of Sweden with the riots in Charlton, over in the States, what's the name?
I thought it was Charlotte.
Charlotte, in the States. When you see like things like that happening in real time, and that could be in your neighborhood, then I'd be a bit concerned.
But how concerned are we about the information that we're receiving and knowing that it's 100% of truth? This is why I say to people all the time with the blog, you must read and become almost like a decoder of information. There's a lot of information that's put out there, whether it's in written form or it's verbal, such as now, where light encodements are literally being delivered to you as I speak. And those light encodements are very much in alignment with my pure and true intention, which is to serve the all is. So you're going to receive maybe hits or hunches or perceptions that maybe possibly you didn't before, because that is my intention. I'm walking that intention as often as I can. When you say information is resonating with you, you must also go within your heart and your mind and say, what part of me is this resonating with? Is this an old program? Is this an old memory? Or is this truly coming from my heart, where I'm expanding from that information? So, for example, this whole thing about Hillary being carried over to a van, and, you know, it clearly looked like she had been handcuffed, you know, her hands behind her back, and then she slipped and fell, and they were talking about it looked like she'd been arrested and that sort of thing. And then somebody else came out the next day, and they completely demolished the whole video and said that it was staged and it was completely an actor-actress environment. You know, you basically step back and say, okay, what was the purpose of that? And instead of us getting angry about it, or instead of us, what I'm trying to say is, instead of resonating that, oh, what's the secret? What are they trying to keep us from knowing? Accept the fact that we are in a matrix that is illusory. And the only realness of this matrix is our inner trifold connection, flame, I am presence. We are the reality. We are the ones that are going to make us into whatever we want it to be. When we really get that, I mean, everything outside of us is just a bunch of soup. And we ourselves are what's going to make tomorrow different. If you see a bunch of riots, I actually step back and say to myself, wow, it's about time that I see somebody move, get off their couch, get irritated, upset. Not that I promote violence, because I don't, but I'm just glad to see that there's some people making decisions and not being stuck in this mind control web of just doing nothing at all.
Okay, do you want to speak to Alexandria about that question that's on the chat? Just about that approach.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like you've opened up a hornet's nest. There's a lot of information and kind of chatter going around the chat there. I'm just trying to find it. There's a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Joan is saying, how can we use our awakening to energize those psychopaths that murder innocent people, e.g. Yemen? I mean, I know when we were talking about, this is the one you're referring to, manifestation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of been down this road before, Alexandra, where people say, you know, it's easy for us over here, where we can kind of say, okay, this atrocity is not happening. It's not kind of in my reality. So therefore it's not happening and I don't have to think about it. But the question was put before and it's been put on the chat room again. What about children, let's say over in the war zone at the moment? If they were listening to this show, they might say to us, oh, it's very easy to say that, but we're in the middle of a war zone. We've tried it and it doesn't work. We're still in the middle of a war zone. I mean, what could we say to those people?
And that's completely accurate. Completely accurate. I do not diminish the fact that there are not people and animals and trees and everything else that's suffering at this time. But remember that we are a tapestry. And part of the tapestry is we can't do this all singularly. We have to do this together. The best way to accomplish assistance for the children, for war-torn countries, for people that are getting raped and you know, their homes being stolen from them, etc., the best thing we can do is work on the inner plane. And I say to a lot of you out there, what makes you think we're not doing this already? Now, yes, on a physical level, it has not stopped to where we want it to be. The wars haven't stopped. The bloodshed hasn't completely stopped. I totally get that. But on an interplane level, those that have an enlightenment and an awakening, we are working and we are orchestrated and we are organized, very much so. What we can do more assertively is if you feel very passionately about Yemen, then call a group of people together. And all you have to do is have this very pure, very strong intention. You go to bed, you get together on the interplane, and you see yourself sending a wall of illumination, a wall of protection, and you call in your guidance. You call on the assistance of the Allied forces. You call on the Divine Father and Mother, and you understand that if there's two or more together, you will accomplish amazing things. I mean, I do a lot of mission work. I do a lot of planetary work. I know things that we have accomplished on the inner plane that have actually taken place in the physical. Do people really know about them? No. Out of sight, out of mind. But I want to remind people, don't just base this on, I've got to see it to believe that it happened. And if there's enough of us out there, and this is what's happening right now, is there's enough of you out there that are so passionate about a particular cause, all you have to do is get a group of friends together where you're incredibly focused and incredibly passionate about ending something that is for the greater good of all. And that's the way it has to be. You cannot go into that because you feel so much pain, you've got to stop the pain in your heart because you see a dead horse on the road. Okay? Everything that we're being called to do must be in the form of the greater good of the all. And as long as we're going into it with that premise, understanding that we're assisting the all, and that means all of the beings, all of us, every single living thing is being impacted in a positive way. And you will be blown away by how much power you have because there's such a mighty support mechanism that's here now. That's very much within our fields. It wasn't before. It is now. This is why I'm saying we have to start over. Start a clean new slate. Start thinking in a different way. You don't like what's going on in Yemen? Call a group of people together, even you yourself. But if you know that it's this great, huge force, you can do things without involving yourself in a dangerous position. You know, I'm not telling people to go in and go into battles on the inner plane. What I'm asking you to do is to literally see yourself pushing light force, pushing energy like it's a wall, and seeing that you're all in alignment with a particular focal point. So, for example, let's say you have a group of you and you know that there's a skirmish going on in a certain city. You can literally all be focusing on that particular city with a very specific intention that all of their military weapons can no longer work. And you call in the United Forces, you call in the Galactic Forces, and you ask for assistance. Guess what? You're going to get it.
That sounds good, Joan. Alexander. Sorry, I was actually reading one of Joan's comments on the chat room. It sounds good and it sounds positive, and I do believe that if many people concentrate and send the right intentions, that they can change. We can change the world.
It's been proven.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. But again, being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
You know as well as I do, you can go or drive through any village in Ireland on a Sunday morning and the churches will be full of people all kind of praying, and there'll be whatever the sermon happens to be. It could be the war that's going on in Aleppo at the moment, the atrocities that just don't seem to be ending. And people could be praying for that, and they're praying week after week, you know, for this to end. And it doesn't seem to end, you know. I mean,
okay, but let me respond to that.
Yeah.
What people are praying for is none of your business, and I'm not trying to be, you know, rude. I'm just saying it's what you want to do, and if you single-handedly are, for example, I'm exceptionally involved in the taking down and the ceasing of child trafficking, satanic ritual, and child abuse and that kind of thing. That's just a really big thing of mine. I mean, it's just happened to come into my field, and it's something that I feel very strongly about. It's one of the focuses that I have. I know what we've accomplished. These are not accomplishments with the light that are going to be out on the internet. These are not articles and stories that everybody's going to hear about. And that is not the point. The point is, if we allow that to be the reason why we don't do it or we don't try it this way, then shame on us, because we are that powerful. I mean, I was just speaking to a friend yesterday. When the human race really gets who they are, watch out. If people start recognizing why human DNA is so sought after by every single solitary force, oppositional force, even many of the benevolent extraterrestrial races in the past, if they start really getting the fact as to who we are and the DNA that we hold, we'll never even have this conversation again, because we'll really end up understanding that we have been given the tools directly from divinity itself. We are literally being challenged to have the will and make a different decision today, and not base it on, you know, I don't want to look at the 3D world of, you know, you've got churches full of people and they're praying. Okay, first of all, that's not the way I operate within my own world. That doesn't mean to say that what they're doing isn't right for them. But for me, I know that what they're doing does not diminish what I can do and what I will do and what I am doing.
Okay, well, just picking up on what Steve said about the meditation, as I kind of have a bit of a spiritual background, I can know where you're coming from with that, because, you know, if a group of people got together, the energy in that group of meditation, because meditation puts you on a different frequency anyway, and if you had guided meditation and somebody was guiding you in the meditation to focus on certain things, to put your intention in there, it's been proven. They did it, I believe, in America, where they had so many thousand people meditated and the crime rate went down over that, you know, over just, you know, because it's, well, you put it down to this meditation. And there's been a number of groups around the world who've got together and meditated on certain things and have noticed the difference. So I think people have to be more open-minded regarding meditation. If you've never tried it or you don't understand it, go and study it, go and check it out. And if you can get involved in a meditation group for yourself, because meditation is fantastic for your health anyway and your well-being. But if you want to do something but you can't set up a radio show or you can't get to the protests or whatever, try and find like-minded people who know how to meditate and just get into a group and then focus your meditation on things that you want changed. And I think that'd be fair enough to say, Alexandria, even doing that would be a big help.
That would be a big help, but I do want to say this. You don't have to meditate to do what I'm suggesting. You just need to have, number one, the will. You have to have that burning desire to make a difference. That's number one. Number two, you have to make a choice. You have to choose that you're going to take action. This is something that we've been stuck in. We've been totally stuck in not taking choices, not taking action. And number three, you're doing it with absolute, total purity of heart, that there's nothing in it for you other than bringing light and love into this world. And if you do those three things and you close your eyes, you don't even have to go into all this meditation. This is the new reality. There are no rules. This is what I'm saying to people a lot. We are starting over. We are creating our new reality. So there are no rules. We're a clean slate here. And one of the most important things is not to make it difficult, not to make it complicated. So if you close your eyes, I mean, how many of you have really wanted to get a new car? You know, like back when you were 18 years old and you just couldn't wait to have a new car and you thought about it all the time and you thought, what kind of car do I want? and you only had so much money, and you had to look in the paper to find a used car that, you know, was what you wanted, but you had an idea of what you wanted. The more specific you can be closing your eyes and focusing on a focal point, the more advantageous you will find the results to be. And we are receiving so much assistance right now that if you can just get that in line, you know, you don't even necessarily have to be in a place of, you know, I got to meditate for 20 minutes and I've got to breathe a certain way. And, you know, it's really focus. Focus is so important. When I'm doing healing work, for example, the more I'm focused on my healing work, and I'm no distractions, no other thought forms coming into my head. Yes, people may have challenges on that because they're not used to it, but it's one of those things where you will figure it out. You keep trying it, you'll get it.
Yeah, I think people are just going to need to practice. When did that reset happen in your with your the intel that you have? When did that reset happen? Because obviously there must have been some place where when we heard about a change that has happened on a universe level, I can't confirm that. None of us can confirm it. We were just told that the whole idea of the karma, the whole idea of focusing on what you want and the things you want to manifest, we're in an area of space, we're outside this funnel or this tube that the solar system are in, and we are now outside of that funnel, and now what we focus on can come into our reality. Now, I've no way of, you know, confirming this, but you must have heard something, to because as you keep saying, you know, now that we know we have to change the way we are, there must have been some kind of reset or something that has changed.
There was, and in my opinion, it happened sometime around February. And February, March, there was a major shift. And much of this has to do with timelines, which I'm very involved in. So, as are others, by the way. You know, when you start really understanding yourself, and every time you make a major choice in your journeys, in this life, in another life, or whatever, you're creating your own tree. And you can go in one direction or you can go in another. And this is why now we're being called to continue to make really conscious and conscientious choices. Meaning, you're in a group of people, okay? And you know you're going to see this woman, and she apparently nobody really likes her, and she's really obnoxious, and she really gets on people's nerves, and you're going into this meeting because you can't avoid it. What we're being called to do is go into that meeting with a new set of eyes. Go in that meeting with a new set of, I hate to use the word belief, because belief really is, it comes from the word belie, which means to lie, believe it or not. And that's a whole other story about our language. But going in with a whole new set of parameters where you step in and say, I'm going to try something new in the way that I think, in the way that I feel, in the way that I interpret. I'm going to go in and I'm going to start rewriting my own book of how I see life and addressing that individual in a completely different way. Once again, understanding that you have this incredible support team. You know, we're going through a compression, right? We've got immense amount of light codes coming from above, and we have immense amount of light codes coming from below. This whole thing is about simultaneously uniting the galactic with the inner earth, with ourselves, and becoming one. Even that is as above, so below, right? Everything is, you know, everything that's going on in the planet is also a representation of what's going on within the human race.
Yeah.
You know, we can't get away from that. And it's a constant reminder. So if you see something that's irritating or that you don't like, you can also go within and change it from within. It's far more powerful in many ways. There have been many light workers that work with me where we don't even know exactly who's doing what, when, where. But then when we reunite on Skype and we talk about it, we're blown away how we happen to be called at a particular, you know, I'm going to say ceremony or interplane mission. And we find out it was almost exactly the same day, same time, same experience. So again, I want to remind people, we are not as powerless as we feel that we are or that we see we are in this reality. That's why they call us an illusion.
I think they want us to feel that we're powerless, that we can't do anything. This is the whole idea. They take the knowledge away from us so we don't really know who we are and the abilities that we have. And so we're only going by what they're telling us. And it's up to us to go and do the research and look into it to find out who we really are, because we've heard this time and time again about the abilities that we really have, but we need to kind of get into know us and what we can do. And maybe that's part and parcel of what the changes are at the moment globally. What do you see happening?
Alan, yeah. Before you go on, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to say this. People need to remember that we are such powerful creators. We are so powerful. This is why everybody pays attention to us. That we are such powerful creators that think about the stimulus that's being used that by oppositional forces in order to create this matrix. Who do they think created this matrix? Think about that for a moment. What I mean by that is, you know, if they put out all these signs, they've already proven this. If they put out signs and they use specific colors and they use specific sacred geometry and they use specific symbols, they already know how our mind-brain creation process works and what we're able to create from that stimulus. This is what I mean by the stimulus is coming in. It's not necessarily from the positive and the divine. And it is up to us to make a choice and start over, see that stimulus and say, hold on a minute here. I don't want that stimulus. I'm going to convert it because I know that I can. This is what's going on right now.
It's we're seeing an awful lot of I'd like to think positive changes, but there's also a lot of upheaval at the moment, and maybe because of this shift and change that's taken place. As I said, we've heard people have been talking about the energy changes that are taking place, and it's affecting people in different ways. Now, again, we go back to the reality of what's going on. There's a lot of people waking up to what's going on, which is great, but they're going through their own changes themselves, because with the realization, like we've all been through it, when we realize that what we are told was totally BS and untrue, and then we start finding out what we perceive as the truth, because the truth changes all the time, depending on much research you do when you start looking into it. And obviously you've got clients that you probably have to clean their energy. Maybe that's something that you do. But on the time zone thing, we've also heard that they've tried to muck about with the time zone, and apparently we're supposed to be on a positive timeline now since 2012. What's your take on that?
I totally agree. But again, because we are so powerful and we are our own creator, if we make the choice that we believe that Nibiru is going to come in and crash into the planet and, you know, have all this upheaval, then that's what our reality is going to become. Because we're going to create it because that's what we believe. So, again, I remind my clients of this too. When you are having an exceptionally difficult time coping with feelings, ideas, memories of what's coming up, it's basically because the light that's coming in right now, it is pushing, literally propelling density and darkness out of you, out of your field. And where does it go? It surfaces. Okay, so it must surface in order for it to be transformed. It's all part of the process. I know it's not easy. I've gone through it myself. I know others. It's kind of like the dark night before the dawn, but it's a necessary part of purification. And if you can remind yourself that you're being purified, literally, one of the greatest tools you can always do to assist yourself is the violet flame. Oh my God, it's one of the greatest tools. The other thing is, if you go up to my website, galacticconnection.com, you'll find an area for psychic tools. There's a proclamation up there that rocks. And if you read this proclamation out with your heart, mind, and soul, with the intention that you want to release, it is so powerful. You can do that. It takes about 5 minutes. You might want to do it a couple times a day. I already know that those two tools alone are significant in assisting you in getting through the toughest of times.
Yeah, we have had a lady on with us there about a month ago, possibly maybe 6 weeks, and she was giving us a lot of information on the violet flame. Now, again, it's like everything else, there's so many things that we want to investigate, we want to look into, but unfortunately, other things kind of get in the way. And I do realize how important the information in relation to the violet flame is, because we've had so many people say positive things about it. But if you had to convince, let's say there was a room full of people who didn't know about the violet flame, could you, with a sales background, could you in maybe one sentence convince them to go and do the research?
Well, a couple of things are coming through my mind. I mean, number one, I don't know if I'm here to convince people to do anything. Meaning, I don't want to tell you what to do. But the flip side of that is I want to remind you of who you are. So if I was with a group of people, I would take that approach. And trust me, it's happening all the time. I have so many, for example, we're collecting information from ground crew members that want to be ambassadors with Galactic Connection. And I'm talking to more and more people around the world who have all different jobs, all different walks of life. And they're even telling me stories that if you go into mainstream world environment, maybe a corporate, meeting or what have you, people are more receptive now. They're being much more open, as long as you're not trying to ram it down their throat. If we get so absolutely excited and, like a little bit too over the top, it'll scare them. Mm. But if I was in a room full of people, I would just ask them all to close their eyes. And I would guide them through some sort of, I'm going to use guided meditation, because see, meditation really turns a lot of people off because they perceive that they can't do it. They perceive they can't get their mind to stop. And again, it gets back to the will and the willingness to allow your guidance. And you always want to call your guidance of 100% sacred light. That's a key thing to always ask for. You call in 100% sacred light for your highest and best good, and for all of the best good of the all is.
Yeah.
If you continue to do that, you're going to be pulling in higher vibrational assistance. And these people, I've seen it myself, especially when I'm walking around, I'm constantly trying to, I try to drop little information bombs with people. If I'm at the checkout counter, and I can see they've been frustrated and they've had a long day, I'll say something like, did you see the chemtrails outside? And they'll say like, what? What's a chemtrail? And I said, oh, you don't know about a chemtrail? But I'm just really mellow about it. No, I've never heard of that. Oh, okay. Wow. Tell you what, check out this website, galacticconnection.com, or just go up and Google chemtrails. And boy, it's going to really open your eyes. And I have yet to have one person say no.
Excellent. Well, again, it's about, you know, you can bring the horse to water, and obviously cognitive dissonance as well from people, because some people just don't want to know. And as I've come across them, and Steve has as well, I'm sure we all have, and you just say, look, you know, maybe this is not the lifetime that they'll wake up in. Maybe it's their next reincarnation that they'll get into it, or they'll understand it. But, you know, some people are just better off in the matrix. You leave them there because they'll actually probably lose the plot if you, you know, really take them outside and show them what's really going on.
Alan, I couldn't agree with you more. There are people that are not going to remain in a heaven on earth transitional state, period. We just need to accept that because it's all free will choice. So if a percentage of the population decides not to come with us or to hang out in the heaven on earth domain, I'm going to call it, that's okay, because eventually they will. These waves of energy, remember, you know, when they refer to them as a wave of energy, if you were a surfer, you're going to try to catch that wave, right?
Exactly.
Some people are going to miss that wave. They're not going to be ready for that wave. Maybe they're going to be standing on shore watching the wave. That's exactly what's going on with all of us.
Yeah.
But the people that are riding the wave right now, we are truly the trailblazers and the ones that are opening the door and setting a path that makes it easier for all of those that come down that path later, eventually.
Yeah, yeah. I do. And if you go back even 40 years, there was trailblazers then, you know, opening the path for the likes of us. Somewhere down the line, we do have a number of questions that we're going to go over and pass. We've got listeners asking questions. I'm just going to ask you one here. It's been texted in, and I said, can you ask Alexandria about dreams, sometimes nightmares, and whispers in their ears at night? Feels very real. What do you think that might be?
And actually, it is very real. It's very hard to wrap your brain around this, but when you're in the dream state, you're in the real state. And when we're here, we're in the illusory state. It's completely, remember, we're in an inverted reality. Everything that we feel should be is not. So, you know, it's very convoluted. Now, when you're experiencing nightmares and things like that, one of the things I recommend to a lot of people is before you go to bed every night, you need to call in your guidance. Call in a guardian. Call in somebody of 100% sacred light who's a guardian who can stand with you and protect you as you move through. In many cases, the nightmares and the disturbing dreams and things like that, it's because you're hanging out on the astral plane, and the astral plane is really battling it out right now. Definitely battling it out right now. So if you're hanging out in that dimensionality, you probably need assistance to know that you can either go beyond, you don't have to stay there, and you don't have to stay in fear. So ask your guidance to assist you in stopping this. But remember, it's not just enough to ask. It's the will to make the choice to believe that the other outcomes are possible. Just want to stress that.
Okay, and there is somebody that told us that they get visitors, gray visitors, in their bedroom at times, and it's not a nice feeling.
No, it's not.
It's
actually horrible.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of clients with that too. Part of this issue is contractual. That individual either made a contract with the military. Maybe they are not consciously aware of it. Maybe they don't remember it. Maybe it was done in a different timeline. So the very first thing that you want to do is ask to cancel that contract. You must take your authority back. This is one of the key ingredients right there, is believing that you have the authority to make the decision that you no longer want someone else to mess with your body, whether it's your etheric body or your physical body.
Exactly. I think that's, and for the listener who's listening in, maybe they should take that on board and do exactly that. Right, Steve, you got a couple of questions there for Alexandria as well.
I have a couple of questions. Yes. This one is from Chris, and Chris is wondering, Alexandra, what is your opinion on Archons and what is their agenda?
Okay. A lot of the Archontic activity, let's just put it this way. Back in 2014, I received a very major call, and I traveled to South Africa, and with an entire team of galactic beings and two other beings, Sandy and Chris, we closed down the Archon portal. It was in the Congo. It was very successful. It was momentous for all of us. Now, with that said, these were being pumped in. These Archontic beings were literally created. I started seeing them created in some sort of laboratory, and they were being pumped in through a wormhole into this reality. Now, we closed that down. That does not mean that there are still not some Archontic activity out there. But the majority of it, okay, it's not like it was where there were about literally, I think they said there were at least 100 Archons per person. Per person. And now it's down to very minimal. But what happens is the Archons are attached to the implants. And this is why we're so world-renowned for our implant removal process. It's one of the greatest ways to free yourself. It's a good, great step in the right direction because it's removing a seed within your own body and field that you probably never wanted to have. But you had to make that choice in order to be in this reality. We've all been implanted in order to be in this reality and play this game. So the Archons, these beings, they're very distorted looking. They're very strange looking. They are attached to the implants. And this is all part of the technology. It's off-world technology. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, that answers it for me anyway. where are we? Next question. This is a question from Tiger Boy on People's Internet Radio. And he sent a link to a YouTube video, which I can't open the YouTube video because we're live at the moment. But he wants to know, does Alexandra have any medical proof on the claims of healing, these claims of healing? I'm guessing it's in relation to a YouTube video where you must talk about healing people.
Actually, you know, we're working on that as we speak. One of my fellow healers, Jerry, is very, very active in trying to, how do I say this, put together a 3D see it transition of body after it's been healed. What I can tell you is this. I work with a lot of different mediums and a lot of different tools. So if somebody comes to me and they say, hey, I want a targeted healing for this, I'm going to look at all the different variables and what's going to be the most effective way to work with them. There are technologies that are consciousness-based. Not only are they linking in with my consciousness, they're linking in with my wisdom and my intention. And they are extremely successful in, let's just put it this way, bringing areas of stress within the body to a minimum. So that type of thing, that type of technology is already paving the way for the future. This is what I see eventually unfolding for the entire healthcare system of the future, is really getting the fact that healing starts, believe it or not, it starts typically in the emotional, mental bodies. And if you're going to do healing, most healers that are worth their weight in gold, they're going to tell you that healing always starts at the top, meaning it starts from the inner plane. It starts with the spiritual aspect, the higher self of you. And this is because we are an amalgamation of a lot of different fields. So if we're just basing the proof of, you know, so let's say somebody has cancer. I mean, I had 6 cancers last year and I don't have them anymore. And it was using these types of technologies. This is totally doable. But again, if you are so powerful that if you believe you're going to die, then guess what? You probably will create that. If you believe that you have to keep this cancer, guess what? You're probably going to keep the cancer. That's how powerful we are. And all these blockages have been removed to the point where we can break free of this. This is the enslavement that we've been led to believe that we are not powerful.
Does that mean, Alexandra, though, that if someone has a cancer or another disease and they get into the mindset believing that they have the power, that they can cure their own cancer?
I believe, and I've seen it, and I've seen it with myself, that every single person on the planet has had cancer at one time or another within their body.
Yeah.
If you see the body the way I do, it has its own innate intelligence. I often remind people, look at the body as if you looked at you or me. It's its own separate reality, and it's of absolute magnificence. I mean, you cannot look at the body and not be blown away by how it operates, right? I mean, the fact that we can breathe without thinking, you know? Our heart pumps without telling it to, you know? I mean, it's just an amazing machine, so to speak. It's an amazement. It has blown people away forever. The fact is that if you look at this, again, we're getting into perceptions, right? Remember what Deepak Chopra relayed to the whole world, which is if you observe something, you've already changed the reality. Okay, just by you looking and observing at something, someone, somewhere, you have changed the reality and the composure of that. So the same goes with this. And when you have cancer, how are you looking at that cancer? Are you looking at that cancer and giving your power away and going, oh my God, it's a death ticket? What a bunch of crap that is. Cancer is the normal response, unfortunately, because we live in a very polluted, toxic environment. But it is also a normal response to things going haywire within your systems, within your organs, within your thought forms. So I remind people all the time, if you can stop putting so much emphasis on, oh my God, which is really the fear factor, and just once again get into that state of, okay, I have some cancer, what do I need to do about it? There are a lot of options out there as to how to remove, eradicate, strengthen the body, prevent yourself from getting into a position where your body needs to create cancer again. You know, that everything from the diet and the way you eat to the way you think, it's all interrelated. If we continue to look at cancer from a fear-porn perspective, you're going to continue to propel it.
Yeah. Well, with everything that's being exposed now and a lot of things coming out in the open regarding the cures, and even if people, you know, it's been proven that if you give somebody a placebo, if they actually think that it's an actual cure, they'll probably end up cured themselves, even though they, you know, so that's how strong our mind is. And I think more and more of this year is supposed to be the Armageddon, and the Armageddon being not war, but a revealing of information, which is what we're seeing really on a daily basis now. The amount of information that's coming out is just phenomenal. Trying to keep up with it all is the hard part.
It is, isn't it? It's like it's constant now.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really overloads people is, my God, how do I keep up with this? Well, you don't. You just know that you are in divine grace. Whatever it is that you access, that's what you're supposed to do. Remember that it's not just your little conscious me. It's your higher self and your higher state of existence that's really, truly running the ship.
Exactly. Now, have you ever come across people's blood type? Like Rh negative is apparently a blood type that the elites or they like, or maybe it's the archonic, something got to do with the archons. Have you come across that at all, blood groups?
I have. I haven't done a lot of work with that, but I have friends that are Rh negative, and I do feel that those that are in the Rh negative group, they have an incredible capacity to intuit. They just have, I think they have less veils, and it was intended in some way, shape, or form. I don't know enough about that, but what I do want to remind everybody is remember that we would not still be here, literally, if we did not have a ton of help within ourselves, okay? It's not just outside ourselves. There are divine blueprints that are getting activated minute by minute with each of us. There are galactic brothers and sisters that are assisting us, that are in constant communication with us, whether we're conscious of it or not. I mean, you just had, you mentioned the asteroids at the first of your hour. How many more times do we have to see pieces of information where an asteroid was blown out of the sky, where a rocket was blown up, for us to get it that we do have help?
Yeah. Well, funny enough, that rocket that was Elon Musk, the rocket which they wanted, they were going to shoot up between the Facebook CEO, what's his name, Steve?
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. And they apparently, I mean, if you look at the footage and the photo, it looks like an ET craft there. And the reason why they blew it up, and what we heard, was because they know that there's going to be, obviously, a pole shift. We all hear about the pole shift, and there's going to be flooding. And basically, they wanted to launch this rocket to put Wi-Fi in space, so they could access Wi-Fi in space, because when the elites all exit stage left over to Africa, they'll have access, they'll have net access. And the ETs, the good ETs apparently, this is what we've been told, didn't obviously want them to do that. And that's why it was blown up. Now, that's one story. There could be 10 other stories, but that's the one story we heard.
I actually am I'm in agreement with that. I think there's still some other, under the radar reasons why that was done. But again, this is something that hopefully, if you hear this, it'll probably stimulate something within you. We're on this, we're in this matrix, and we have this planet, and it's our beloved Mother Earth. Okay. Now, everything that we are experiencing, because of who we are and the fact that we're multidimensional beings, we have multiple timelines that we've experienced. We have, we've been a Sirian and a Pleiadian and a Lyran and a, whatever. I mean, we've been around the galaxy, depending on our age of our soul and that kind of thing. We are all interrelated. And therefore, there's nothing that can happen here that is not known about or affecting there. So, and it's not just on a solar system level. We're talking galactic, universal, and beyond. And this is what gets us back to that recognition of, wow, we are all one. We are all interconnected. It doesn't have to be on a physical level. Mm. Right?
Yeah. No, so, totally, yeah.
Yeah, so the galactics have a vested interest in assisting us, not only because we're probably a family member of somebody up on the ship, right?
Yeah. Well,
we've
come across that before when we did the kinesiology with Stephanie Ralph, and we also did transgressional therapy with James Gilliland. And if you look at our past lives, I suppose we for some people, we weren't always human beings on planet Earth. Let's put it that way. And as you say, the reincarnation and the contract, the soul contract, if you want to see it like that, and we've come down to obviously be part of the wave to wake people up and to move on from the 3D world, because we're in the universe of duality and we have to go to a singularity, which is love, because love is the highest energy. You know, I mean, that's it. And when people, I think, perceive that, when people realize that, you know, there's two emotions, love and fear. And it's the love emotion that we need to get to. We all need to get to that. It's very hard in the 3D. But maybe if we get up to the 5D, how that's going to happen, if it is going to happen, or when it's going to happen, I do not have a clue. But the more, one thing I do know is the more we educate people about what's going on, the more they can make a choice as to what way they want to perceive the information and move forward. And we've always said on OAM that everybody is on a path of knowledge. Some people are further down the road than others. So you might be on the show tonight and you'll be talking about certain information. And for some people, they listen to your information and go, oh, that lady, yeah, I don't get her. You know, I don't know what she's going on about. But other people who are further down the road will get you. And we'll understand you. And we've come across this where people have come in and given us information and we just weren't ready for it. We just weren't in that space. So we put it on the shelf and we said, we'll come back to that. And then 2 years later, the information presents itself again. And we go, now we know, now we've got it. And that's just the way it works. And you just have to be open-minded to not turn around and ignore something and think it's mad, because maybe you're just not ready for the information. So you put it on the shelf and wait till that presents itself again.
And one of the greatest ways to do that is to ask for guidance. You know, we are at a place where the message that I'm being called to put out is to constantly remind the enlightened community, how badly do you want this matrix to end? How badly do you want to create the new heaven on earth? If it's badly enough for you to want to shift from a third dimensional perspective to more of a fifth dimensional perspective and beyond, because some of us are even functioning at a higher dimensional level, then you've got to make that choice to stop having one foot in both places. And by that, I mean accountability and making conscious choices every single day. And then once you get into that groove, you don't even have to consciously make that choice. It's just you. It's the real you. Mm. It's the natural you. It's the you that's been screaming out all along, that's in pain and grief and suffering because you can't seem to connect with the real you. If you really want that, just ask for those blockages and obstacles to be removed from your entire field with ease and grace. Always ask for ease and grace.
Mm. And if you don't ask, you don't get.
That's very much, you know. Now, again, your higher self is going to continue to create opportunities, and they could be like a car accident. They could be a new guy and woman coming into your life. They could be a myriad of different ways that it'll show up. It could be having a falling out with your best friend. Every one of these circumstances is a way in which to provide stimulus for us to step back and open our perspective abilities, really start getting into a place of, I need to see this in a different lens.
Mm. It's very hard, Alexandria, for some people to do that. And we always talk about energy. And in this world, as people know, you have givers and takers. And takers don't like using energy. The least amount of energy they use, the better. And we all know people in our lives who are, I won't say, I don't mean it being bad when I say takers, but they just don't like using energy. And if they can get away with using as little as possible, they will. And then the givers are the ones who make up for that, you know, because especially in relationships where you get givers and takers, and it's always the person, it could be male or female, that go, oh, and they'd be moaning, and then the giver will say, oh, don't worry about it, I'll do it. And then the giver gets to the stage where you, they say, look, I'm doing everything and you're not doing anything. So, you know, they have a tolerance level. And when they hit that tolerance level, the relationship tends to break up. And then the giver realizes, oh God, now I have to do everything myself. And then they try and get back into the relationship in some cases. Now, we've seen this. We've talked about it before in relationships. And if you think about the food that we eat, we eat processed food, and food that's not really good for us, where we should be eating good quality food. But unfortunately, people can only afford, they can only buy what they can only afford. And the thing is that that food is designed to take our energy because we don't feel like doing anything. If we feel heavy, we feel bloated, and we just can't be bothered. And I think that's part and parcel of the whole elite cabal thing, is to not just mentally affect us and take the knowledge away and say that we're nobodies, but to affect us from a physical point of view with the chemtrails and the food and everything else, just to keep our energy down so we don't go be above our station and we don't realize what's going on.
Yeah, that's really accurate. I totally agree with you. I would say also, if you start seeing reality as you have matter and then you have parasitic energies, okay? And the way I see it, especially because of being so involved with implants and assisting in soul contract eradications and things that are really blocking people, one of the things that's very, very clear and near and dear to my heart is reminding people of what are you getting from remaining in a parasitic relationship, okay? A parasite cannot exist without its host. So it, again, I'm going back to, if you're in that circumstance, it is a choice that you make. I've been there as well. And when you get to a place where you look in the mirror and you say, why am I choosing this? A lot of times you might actually choose it for a reason greater than yourself. You might be choosing to remain in a certain predicament because you are on mission. Okay, a lot of us are on missions that we are not even aware of. And the reason for that is to keep us alive. You know, the technologies available to any force, but especially the oppositional forces, have been set up where they can wipe our minds. They can extract information and data about our thoughts, etc., all the time. So this is why we continue to feel that we're stuck or that we can't get out of something and why we feel powerless. Well, that's not what makes us powerless. What makes us powerless is a choice. We choose to remain powerless. This is how strong and powerful we are when we really get that.
Well, I think if you're beaten down enough times, which a lot of people are, then that has a major effect on people mentally. And
yes,
again,
Alan, but if you're beaten down, you are not here on planet Earth, and you're not in a position where you're beaten down without you knowing. You did not enter stage left, so to speak, without the knowledge that you have what it takes to get through. Period. You would not be here. There are so many souls all over the place that think we are absolute crazy, that we came in here as a suicidal mission, for God's sakes. So people should step back and give themselves a pat on the back for even making it this far.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you say, not so much a mission, but I think we are given what we can manage in this, as part of the contract. You know, they know what we can cope with and what we can't cope with. Some people, unfortunately, you know, commit suicide for whatever reason they feel that is the solution. And I don't really want to get into that side, but, maybe there are people who are maybe empaths, and it's too much for them to see what's going on, and they just can't deal with what mission they have to do or what they have to do, and they feel, I've had enough, I'm leaving this. And that's what happens. But I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, having a guess at that.
No, and unfortunately, that does happen. You know, when you come from an extremely elevated, highly tuned vibrational state, and you come into this reality, it can be absolutely overwhelming. It's one of the number one issues for starseeds is, why do we have such an all-time high of issues about allergies? Well, it's not just because the place is polluted or anything like that. It's because we feel allergic to our environment. We are repulsed by the lack of love and compassion, warmth, kindness, cooperative nature that we are so accustomed to being in other reality space and time. This is why. And when you are at a place where you feel suicidal, it's because you think you bit off more than you could chew. You know, you feel like you can't make it. And I would say to you, you never would have come here if you did not have the abilities and the gifts to get through this. Period. I mean, this is one of the most, you know, they call this the most horrific prison planet out there.
Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me. You know,
we are going to receive rewards, folks. We, you know, not that we did it for that, because we didn't, but we will receive rewards in where we go from here. You know, with the future projects that I'm working on, one of the coolest things that I keep getting over and over is that we will be training the masters to get ready to go on future galactic missions. Where, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be presenting, training, and discussing the ramifications of what happened on planet Earth so that it never happens again.
And we have about 7 or 8 minutes left. What good news do you have? What good news have you heard from a celestial or from a global point of view?
Well, I would say on a global point of view, I am feeling very, very, very positive about the movement of the funding. What I want to remind people is, if you're hearing dates, it's not from the light forces. Okay? I mean, they're the end of story. If you hear a date, dates, what happens? Okay, I just want everybody to understand this. Energetically, what happens is you, me, and about a gazillion other people, what are we doing? We're focusing on that date. Right?
Yeah.
So let's say we hear it's October 1st.
Yeah.
Everybody, whether they think they're focusing on it or not, oppositional forces know the way we create. We are master creators. Okay? So everybody puts their focus on that October 1st. And those energies end up convoluting, getting in the way, derailing the original intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want everyone to know, you are not going to be hearing dates. Just what we all need to get on a global scale is to allow this to happen. And I know that's difficult because there's so many of us that are struggling financially. But if we can finally get to a place where we really have the faith to know, it is happening. It is happening. Just the fact that we are as close as we are took an unbelievable amount of time. Unbelievable amount of time to get us where we are today. And an unbelievable amount of people as what I call covert agents. These are people that are in dark institutions who are really operating for the light. And there's many of you out here listening to this interview that are that.
But do you not think that we've kind of heard this? What we hear over and over again, it's, oh, it's coming, it's coming, and so is Christmas. And we've heard this for the last 3 or 4 years, that everything, it's always coming, it's never here. It's like Barack Obama with his, you know, and hope, you know, and so that's probably why we feel a little bit disillusioned, I think, Steve.
Well, I think we just want to know, will it happen in our lifetime? Will we see it?
Oh no, it's definitely happening in our lifetime. And the reason for that is it's part of the divine plan. It's part of us creating the new heaven on earth. It's part of us rebuilding. It's part of us re-educating and healing all of the atrocities that were created. It's absolutely part of the divine plan. And money is part of this reality, and we need to accept the fact that there will be a bridging time frame where money will still be part of the story. Now, when you get into the dates, those dates change minute by minute, second by second. Why? Because it depends on who's doing a lot of the inner energetic work. I mean, I know people personally that work on this day in and day out energetically. They're constantly clearing blockages that are created by negative factions because they know their days are almost over. They absolutely do. We help. The way we can help is not buying into the classic NSA, I got to put this out again. Oh, it's this date. And not getting caught up in that, because that is such an old program, and it's one of the reasons that we feel so debilitated and disappointed when it doesn't happen, because we're putting and we're relying on information that's not from the light. You know, it's just not.
And of course, it's all got to do with, as we've been told, windows of opportunity, and they have to apparently wait for certain things to happen for something else to happen, because it's all kind of linked in some way.
It is. It's all part. It's like a daisy chain of events. It really is. And it's taken an immense amount of organization, coordination. I mean, just imagine, this is not just on a physical level. This is on a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, galactic, universal level. This is so incredibly involved. It's mind-blowing. But the fact that we're getting so close, we really are. The intel that's come in to me is very, very promising.
Okay, so when you say close, obviously we can't deal with dates, but can we at least talk about months, years, decades?
I personally feel that there's a little bit of a misrepresentation as to how the money is going to be arriving onto the planet, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to be every man, woman, and child receiving money immediately. It's going to be in a very organized, systematic fashion where the monies will be distributed to organizations that are humanitarian-based, who have literally, I'm going to use the word proven in parentheses, to have a pure and open heart that is not consumed with ego and it's not consumed with greed. Once again, we are at a crossroads where do we want to ever redo this again? I would say everyone's screaming no, including me. I don't ever want to go through this again.
No.
Okay? So we are at a crossroads where we are being super, super anal and careful and cautious in how we unfold this, because we cannot afford to reproduce possible errors and mistakes that we made before. When we didn't, or maybe we discounted information, or we were too hopeful that it should go one way, and we really just said, you know, let's just do it. We're being very, very, very anal in making sure that when it unfolds properly. What that requires is all levels of life must be on board and ready to roll.
So do you think it's months or years?
I think it's 2017, in my opinion.
Right, okay, because we were told about this five-year window from 2013 to 2017. That's going to be the hardest part for humanity, them 5 years. And after that, things will start picking up from there. So that kind of ties into what we were told. But again, it's all open to speculation, because we don't know. We have to see what happens, you know. And I hope that we, because what you're saying is correct, because you have to be anal about it, because if the elites grab a hold of the system and they say crash the financial system and bring in the Babylonian money system again, then we're off again on the negative road, and we don't want that. So we have to stop that from happening.
And Alan, I would remind everybody, do you really think that the financial system shouldn't have already crashed by now? I personally know people that are within the financial arena, very, very high up, and it should have gone down long ago. And once again, it's a reminder that we are receiving assistance and that there is a divine plan. Have faith to know that that divine plan has the quintessential wisdom of what is best for the all is.
Mm. No problem. Listen, we've reached our time, and well, it's been brilliant talking to you and going over what's going on. Much appreciated that you came on to the show. And, well, what I'm going to do is say thanks a lot for coming on. I'm going to pass you off to Steve. Steve's going to get all your details where people can find you and listen to your radio show. Steve.
Yeah, Alexandra, I want to thank you as well for coming on and sharing your information with us this evening. Although it's not everyone's cup of tea, and as we have said on previous shows, you know, what's said on the show or what's heard on the show may not resonate with people at the moment. Put it on a shelf. It may make sense in a year or 2 years. It may never make sense. But it's just information. We're not trying to force feed anybody anything at all, and I'm sure you're the same. It's all just information to enlighten people, and if it can help put them on the right path, well then, happy days, your job is done. But I just want to mention real quick, I do have two links that I'm going to throw out there, and if you had more to add to them, then please feel free. But we have your website, that is www.galacticconnection.com, and we also have the Facebook page as well. Again, that's facebook.com/galacticconnection if anybody wants to check those out. Do you have any more links that you maybe, well, I don't have here, that you want to throw out there to the listeners?
Yeah, they can also check out my YouTube channel. Just go up to YouTube and type in galacticconnection.com, and there is just hundreds of radio show programs that I've done. Stay tuned for my radio shows. Those are on at Tuesday afternoons, Pacific Standard Time, from 3 to 4:55, BBS Radio Station 2. And I would also say, for all of those that this is not your cup of tea, that is totally cool with me, and I still love you, okay? I am here to serve in the greater good of the all, and what that means is all of us have the free will to do whatever we do with our lives.
Right, something that I'm going to read out. We got an email from a chap called Rob. Jeez, I hope we can see this. And he asked me to read it out. So I'm just going to, because he has an experience with ETs, and I think it's important that people start sharing their stories. And he said, I am from Gisborne, New Zealand. I hope I pronounced that right. I have encounters with the UFOs on a daily basis. I've also been abducted once before. It was a good and, in a way, a bad experience. All I remember was waking up on a metal table. I got off the metal table and I got physical. I saw the ET and then I grabbed it forcefully. He knocked my left hand and said, I won't do that. What the hell do you want with me? That he asked the ET. The ET, out of fear, scratched me in the guts. And when he or she did that, I felt sick to the stomach. I thought it was a dream until I woke up and the sickness was still there and my stomach was sore. A day later, I noticed and took an image of the scratch. Gisborne is a hotspot for UFOs and ETs. NASA wants...
It seems NASA wants New Zealand.
Yeah, NASA wants New Zealand. I've also spoken to people around here and they have also told me about their own encounters. I've also spoken about free energy and four-dimensional circuits to people. I hope the new paradigm comes sooner than later. I would like to talk to you both and see if maybe one day I can talk about my experience on air. I don't have he talks about a bio. I've even had a time glitch. When I was 9 years of age, I was on a beach. I can't remember the name, but on this day, I was standing on the dry part of the sand. There were four people by the waves. All of a sudden, there was this great big tsunami. It was huge. It was blocking daylight, and it was racing towards me. It hit me on the left side of me first and knocked me down. Then, just like someone flicked a light switch, the wave was gone. Things went back to normal. It was like nothing happened. The people who were by the waves were not fazed. It was like I was the only one who saw the tsunami. So people are, and I've come across this on Facebook as well, where people are beginning to have kind of weird dreams, some negative, some positive. And it's interesting when people actually come out and talk about how they feel about it, because if you go back a good probably 10 years, 20 years, people wouldn't say anything because they'd be classed as nutters and all that, there's something mentally wrong with them. But I think because of all the changes that are going on and people are becoming more open-minded and talking about their experiences, it's not really an issue anymore and people are coming out and saying it. We've definitely had a few people say to us in confidence about certain experiences they've had, which they wouldn't meet. Sometimes they don't even tell their family because their family just wouldn't understand. And we've kind of tried to help investigate it for them or ask people that might know something about it and pass on the information. So if you are having any strange experiences or dreams or anything like that, I mean, by all means, email us and let us know. It'd be interesting to see if we have a kind of build up a collection of people's experiences, and you could stay anonymous and we might print them on the website. So depending on, you know, where they come from, because you're obviously going to have your trolls and shills out there who will probably come up with some, you know, BS story in some way. So we'd have to kind of vet them in some way if we were going to print them out. We might do them again, we might not. But it's just it's interesting because people are beginning to have more and more experiences. And maybe it's part of this change that's taking place. You know, we heard about the energy that's hitting the planet. A few people have been on the show and they keep saying about this energy that's hitting the planet and changing. And maybe we are waking up. Maybe in some way, even on a subconscious level, maybe we are waking up and we don't realize it. Some people don't realize it. Even if they're in the matrix, they're waking up and things are happening. And it's obviously all for a reason. So, but I do like the idea of getting a group together of people just meditating and meditating on particular things. Because meditation alone is a great way to relax yourself, get rid of stress and all that kind of stuff. But if you can actually have guided meditation where you're healing at the same time or helping people, that's pretty good. That's pretty phenomenal. So I think that's a good idea. Right. Okay. Our guest next week is a chap called Dr. Guy McPherson. And he's going to be talking about, you know, Earth being an extinction level event. Now, after the talk we just had with Alexandria, about focusing on the positive and staying away from the 3D and falling for the fear porn, Dr. Guy McPherson is going to be talking about the 3D Earth and what could happen if we don't change our way. Now, he might be convinced that that's the way we're going to go and that's it. And a lot of people are. But maybe they're not thinking on a spiritual level. Maybe they're not thinking on an energetic level. Maybe they're just thinking on a 3D level, and that's what they perceive was going to happen. And maybe we can make a change. Maybe we can change it. And the whole idea of open your mind is to listen to people, see what they have to say, what resonates with you, and then go off and do what you need to do. Do your research. Check it out. Steve, what's your feedback? What do you think about the show tonight?
I think it was from what I was reading in the chat room, there was some positive comments. There were some negative comments. There was, let's just say from what I seen in the chat room, there was a good level of open-mindedness, and there was a small amount of not so open-mindedness. That's just my opinion. I'm not calling anybody out on it. I'm just saying, as I said earlier, the information that we present here on OIM, we stream on People's Internet Radio. OIM is a separate entity altogether. Anyone who's a regular listener will know that. We get people on because we know you have to sort the wheat from the chaff, as they say. And in order to get to the truth, you have to go through a lot of untruths to find the truth. We're not saying that our guests are untrue, but everyone has a story. Excuse me. Everyone has something that they believe in, that are passionate about. And if they want to come on, we'll give them a platform and we'll ask them questions. We'll get their insight. We'll find out what we can and we'll put it out there. And if people want to listen to it and take it on board, that's fine. If people want to reject it and consider it BS, that's fine as well. We're not trying to convince anybody to believe anything. That's always been the way. It's always been our ethos to just present the information so that people who are trying to make their way through this life, this thing we call life, will have as much information as possible. So, you know, if having a lot of information helps you make better choices, well, then that's great. Having, you know, no information maybe would help you make bad choices. We don't know. It's just all information.
Well, again, what we always say is, how do you know somebody has a closed mind? When you challenge their belief system and they not only poo-poo it, but they attack you, they have a closed mind. Because Aristotle said, the mark of an educated mind is to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. If you can't even entertain it, I'm sorry to say, you've got a closed mind. That's how it works. That's how it works, folks. So if somebody says something and you can't even entertain it, we're not saying believe it, but entertain it, you know, then that must mean you have a closed mind if you feel you have to attack it. That's not, you know, and that's not really open-mindedness. Anyway, so there you go. So another show in the bag. As I say, we're in Studio 2. Hopefully we'll be back in Studio 1 next week if we sort out the internet problems. But for myself, for Alan James, have a good week. Thanks for everybody that tuned in. Stay safe. If you have any news, get in contact with us. Let us know. And we will sort out the next OIM supporters group international meeting on Skype. We'll have to sort that out. We'll be in contact with the people who's in the group there. So for myself, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to hand over to Vin on People's Internet Radio. Airstream is going to shut down now and the podcast should be live momentarily. But if you want to hear some more chat banter and witty comments, tune on over to PIR where Vin is in the hot seat ready to go live. So until next week, for myself, Stephen George, take care.
Open your mind.